Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. James chapter 1, verse 17. Has this thought ever crossed your mind? The most valuable benefits in my life are unearned by me. That thought is the focus of this episode. I am Aaron Turner, and you're listening to the Meditations and Music Podcast. Recently, I read Numbers 26:56, which says, "Their inheritance shall be divided according to lot between the larger and smaller." This verse is in the midst of a passage that is dealing with how the promised land was to be divided between the tribes of Israel. Frankly, this is a passage that I've just read through in years past without much thought. But when I read this verse, the thought occurred to me that each tribe was receiving an inheritance that they didn't earn. They did nothing to deserve it. Yes, they fought the battles, but their fighting in no way entitled them to their inheritance. They received their inheritance on the same basis as most inheritances are received today: relationship. They were in the right family, so they received an inheritance. It occurred to me that the vast majority of the benefits in my life have come to my life not because I was entitled to them, but by God's grace and mercy. The small percentage of the benefits in my life that I've earned, I could not have earned without the benefits that I did not earn. As I thought about this truth, the questions posed in 1 Corinthians 4:7 came to mind. For who sees anything different in you? What do you have that you did not receive? If then you received it, why do you boast as if you did not receive it? These are great questions to ask ourselves to help us when we lose sight of this reality. I had nothing to do with where I was born. I had nothing to do with the family into which I was born. I had nothing to do with the innate talents and abilities that I have. In addition to those things, there are so many blessings brought into my life by the sheer providence of God that I've received and with which I had nothing to do. How should we respond to this truth? May I suggest three ways? We should respond to this truth with humility. Paul asks the question in 1 Corinthians 4:7, "Why do you boast as if you did not receive it?" We are not the source of our blessings. Therefore, we have nothing about which to boast. We should respond with thanksgiving. When we understand that God is the source of all of our unearned blessings, it should cause us to thank and praise Him with passion and emotion. They're all manifestations of His gracious mercy. The air that we breathe, the sun that shines on us, the rain, and the list goes on and on of the blessings in our lives that flow into them from God's gracious and merciful hand. We should respond with purpose. All of these unearned blessings have been graciously deposited into our lives by God so that we can utilize them in such a way so as to glorify God. When I use the abilities that God has given me to be a blessing to others, for example, I am reflecting the glory of our gracious God. When I use my abilities to create useful and/or beautiful things, I am reflecting the glory of our wise and beautiful God. This is why Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 10:31, "So, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." How are you responding to the blessings in your life solely given to you by God and with which you had nothing to do? May we respond with humility, thanksgiving, and with the purpose of bringing glory to Him. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this episode of Meditations in Music. If you would like more information, or if you'd like a written transcript of this or other episodes, please go to meditationsandmusic.com. If this has been a blessing to you, please share it with others through text or email or social media. Until next time, this is Aaron Turner wishing you the enjoyment of God's blessings in your life.